A look back at 2011 before we traded in for 2012. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. A whole year's worth of news up next. The people of Southeast Alaska's most northern communities will individually look back at 2011 in different ways, but we all had its news headlines in common. Voters elected new mayors in both Skagway and Haines this year. Because of a recall effort, Haynesboro voters almost had to elect an entirely new assembly. Meanwhile, Skagway had all former seat-holding candidates running unopposed. Sea Alaska shareholders elected their board of directors as they met in Haines.
There was a lot of conversation about the fact that we're in Haines, honoring the 40th anniversary of ANCSA, when the real initial effort for lands claim was voted on by the ANB and ANS in 1929 here in Haines. So it's very much a rich cultural tie.
Snowfall came in bursts, both at the beginning of the year and the end, with twice the record amount in November. The frost level dug low, surprising researchers and freezing fire hydrants. The winter helicopter rescue of a hiker on the side of a cliff above town earned the Coast Guard a prestigious award.
And then when the guy came down to me, I dug myself out, and he harnessed me up and just lifted us up out of there. I just wanted to give the guy the biggest hug in the world. Like, dude, you just saved my life.
And the Malaspina Ferry rescued a trapped and injured hiker along the Taya Inlet.
So the Malaspina launched their fast rescue boat, small boat basically, off the ship with a couple of crewmen on it. They proceeded over to the location of the individual, managed to get into very close to the shore without running aground themselves, and extracting the injured person off the rock outcropping that he was on.
Skagway and the Tilcat Valley were portioned off to new house districts under the new redistricting map.
They got a plan with Beth and I running against each other, Kyle and Peggy, and then throwing me in, losing Cordova, and then throwing me in with Sitka. And I think Kathy's the only one that's going to be stable.
Only months after both boroughs met for the first time in a decade and pledged to work together on issues they both faced. They also both faced local occupations, spawned by the Occupy Wall Street movement. A $13 million distribution went to Kluckwan Inc. shareholders after they voted for partial liquidation.
They got the message, put it that way. Board of directors I'm talking about. I'm glad our voices were heard.
Several changes stuck. Others didn't in 2011. Skagway went non-smoking by ordinance, then went back to smoking by petition.
There was a lot of signatures on it that were people that, you know, old-timers that have been here their whole lives. And they're non-smokers. But the bigger point, I think, with this wasn't just the smoking. It's that the assembly is not listening to what the majority of the people are saying.
Then went non-smoking again by a vote of the people. Haines Main Street changed under a new effort to revitalize, plant trees, paint a mural, and improve signage for tourists. But also because of newly enforced right-of-way rules, the vacating of the historic theater building, remodeling at Olrud's, and new ownership at Miles. A new subdivision opened up, yet other people's homes were damaged in fires. Efforts to save the old school gym and turn it into a Haines Community Center were not enough to keep it standing. A rec center still doesn't exist in Haines, and the borough tore down the old school and examined the deterioration of others, including the cruise ship dock pilings, the Chilcot Center for the Arts, and the preschool. Private property Picture Point became part of the Haynesboro with a grant from the Department of Transportation, and plans to make it a park made a lot of noise. In Skagway, a noise ordinance was passed to regulate certain sounds. Disney Cruise Lines brought Mickey and Minnie to town for the first time ever.
I've actually seen characters. Sometimes characters just kind of walk around when they're not really in the book. I've seen Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Turk, and Stitch, and Stitch in the fancy old school thing.
The same day, Governor Sean Parnell signed a bill in Skagway to allow bonding of up to $65 million for the ore terminal. Skagway Borough resolved issues over bar permit compliance, the school budget, and didn't exactly resolve others, like negotiating the future Tidelands lease with White Pass and Yukon Railroad. At the same time, other shipping customers turn up with interest in Skagway Port, and voters passed $9 million in bond proposals, including port improvements. The sockeye run wasn't that impressive, but the price of pink and chum was. Marine mammals made headlines this year. Mysterious deaths of sea lions and seals in Skagway and a beached newborn orca, shark, and lampfish in Haines. The crab fishery halted under a restriction and PSP scares returned with results from a new study on recreationally harvested seafood. Land wildlife remained in the spotlight too, with nuisance bears causing problems in all communities and a wolf attacking pets before being shot by authorities. Both police departments got their summers most wanted, intruding bears.
There were paw prints on every door at every house that night. There's one vacant house that he actually broke into and entered the house and walked around for a while.
Skagway saw way more people in their second ever Brewfest this year.
There's a lot of complex flavors there.
Yeah.
See what you think.
Yeah. That's sweet and fruity. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it kind of dances. I don't know what it is.
The Haines Beer Fest sold out and turned away visiting drinkers. Good music melted our faces.
Yeah, I don't have as much time as I'd like to hang out in Haines.
And we celebrated graduations, wins, talent shows, dinner theaters, retirements, and a dry summer at the ball fields, fairgrounds, beaches, and parks. Clukwan School got two new teachers, a couple from down below. New birds moved into the Bald Eagle Foundation, and we hauled out tons of scrap metal and electronic waste. It was a good year for mushrooms, river coho, and volunteerism, and turned into a better year for skiing. Alaska Public Offices Commission settled an investigation into ads in a local publication. Brad Maynard left and Brian Lemke came back. Skagway's public facilities director won an award. Haines revived their Parks and Rec group and declared a bike month in Haines.
From the office of the mayor, Haines, Alaska, a proclamation establishing the month of May 2011 as Haines Borough Bike Month.
While Skagway turned down bike-friendly status. A new phone tower brought cellular reception to Clukwan and the Upper Chilkat Valley. A cold case from a 1980s murder in Haines opened, seeking old information from locals. More film crews visited to document how you live as Alaska reality shows gained popularity on TV. Art classes increased in Haines and Skagway, and a carved Tlingit canoe was launched and paddled in local waters. The large in charge, Boyd and Gene Worley, retired from their posts at the Skagway-Canada border after 35 years on the job, and the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park welcomed a new superintendent. Skagway made a plan to consolidate public safety into one building, and Haines Fire Department broke call-out records and got a new ambulance. Clukwan residents trained to assist in emergency medical services.
You know, everybody's so close with one another out here. Everybody knows each other, and it would be just a shame to be standing by while somebody ended up dying because none of us had any training to save their life.
33 Mile Roadhouse changed ownership after 30 years.
It was never up for sale. It was just a comment that I made on a pretty busy day when he was in having lunch and kind of took me up on, you know, what I had said. So I called and later and asked if I was serious. And I said, well, yeah, maybe we would be.
The Haines Chamber of Commerce rejuvenated under a new president, and shop local campaigns meant tax breaks in Skagway and community surveys in Haines. Tourists had the pleasure of using new bathrooms at the Haines dock. Haines also got a new tourism director, and finally, cruise ship season lasted a little longer than expected when some of the final cruise passengers of the year got stranded in Haines because their transfer ferry couldn't run in the high seas. A dispute over the 1% tax for tourism stopped in its tracks. The village of Clukwan revived their high-end catamaran, introducing another fast ferry for the Taya Inlet, where, close to Skagway, wastewater problems caught the eye and cooperating hand of the Environmental Protection Agency. A Haines community survey found that people live here because of the outdoors and the small-town feel, and the tourists like the quaintness, but not the shopping. In Skagway, workers stole both the lowest and highest unemployments in the state within the same year. Taya River Bridge got a facelift, more cruise ships were booked for next season, the Box of Rocks run saw a record number of participants, Skagway's Outdoor Man of Steel did 12 of the town's trails in one weekend, and a group of volunteers started offering services to neighbors so they could age at home. Haines government said no to ATVs on borough roads, increased freight rates at the shipping dock, and looked for a solution to junk cars and solid waste management. The Haines Heliski work group dismantled right as interest picked up on a heliport site at 26 Mile. Staff change-ups changed the face of Skagway City Hall and the search clinic. Dahl Memorial settled into the Rasmussen building, and a lot of babies were born in the last year.
And we're sending a midwife up there, and we're offering free consultations. We're offering initial prenatal visits for people who are already pregnant and want to use our care.
KHNS Radio expanded and upgraded, much to the credit of its biggest fundraiser in its three-decade history, and broadcast a basketball game in a native language for the first time. A supermoon dazzled us. Derbies, snow sculpting, belly bowl, and bike, ski, boat, and foot races motivated us. Accidents involving young people motivated locals to form a task force, which has urged stricter enforcement and education about alcohol abuse in Haines. Meanwhile, area kids got involved in an orphanage in Africa and hiked in rainforests in other parts of the Americas. Cheer, basketball, and robotics teams took state titles. Skagway Wrestling competed again, and a Haines wrestler won regionals. A local boy won the first ever Skagway Marathon.
It wasn't too difficult because I knew all the mile markers because it's on. I actually live out that road, so it was running on home turf.
School enrollment in Skagway dropped, and we learned that under new measurements, the Haines Glacier Bears will be 2A and Skagway Panthers will be 1A next year. The students in the Haines classrooms got a real-life lesson one day when a cow moose who had just given birth to two calves, took refuge on school grounds. We lost a lot of good friends and neighbors in the last year, people who made our towns and our lives better, but also welcomed many new ones. And together, we look ahead to 2012. In the Northern Panhandle, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to all of the new staffers who contributed to the news this year and to our listeners. Happy New Year from KHNS.